Good morning, Ellis County. This is Jim Phillips, and we are getting ready to talk to Meg Sullivan, the Medical Director of Cardiology at Ennis Regional Medical Center, and Bonnie, I'm going to botch your name, Bonnie, I apologize, Pedraza, Exercise Physiologist and Coordinator of Cardiac Rehab. Was I close on your name?
That is correct.
Wow. Boy, did I get lucky. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for coming in today.
And
tell me about Heart Month and what Ennis Regional Medical Center is doing for Heart Month.
Well, Heart Month is actually something that was started by Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s to bring awareness to heart disease. It is the number one killer of men and women. And so since recognizing the signs and symptoms of heart disease is everything, is everything in order to treat people and in order to prevent permanent damage to the heart, having an entire month dedicated to just recognizing how important it is, how prevalent it is, and how you can intervene early to prevent long-term problems is the whole goal of having a Heart Month. And Ennis Regional, we've started our cardiac rehab program this year, and it's our grand opening, and we decided to do it in Heart Month for that very reason.
Oh, awesome. Dr. Sullivan, tell me a little bit about your background. I know you have been practicing in Ennis 10 years? How many years?
7 years, since 2010. And when I first came to Ennis, I just opened my practice there. I didn't know how long I was going to be there or how successful I would be. And it's been just a blessing ever since. And I've seen patients at the hospital since I started in 2010. But 2 years ago, the hospital was getting its chest pain accreditation, which is quite an honor to get from the Society of Chest Pain Centers. And they asked me to get involved and just to try to improve the quality of our cardiac care at Ennis Regional. So 2 years ago, I became the medical director for cardiology.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, and
Thank you. We're glad
to have you. Now, Bonnie, you have a little bit different story. You've only been there for what now, 2 months, you were telling me?
A little over 2 months. I've been there right before the holidays.
And how did you get recruited, and how did Ennis Regional decide to hire a coordinator of cardiac rehab?
Well, thanks to Dr. Sullivan. I used to work for her in the past. I was her medical assistant. It was kind of a long time coming for me to get into this role, but I actually went to school, got my degree in exercise physiology to do cardiac rehab. And so it was something that we had discussed a long time ago. And once the hospital actually got the program started, she contacted me and it just kind of came to fruition from there.
Before we went on air, Dr. Sullivan, you told me something about Bonnie that I thought was kind of interesting. You said she had the passion and the drive to kind of do unique things when it comes to physical rehab and everything in that
practice.
Give me some insight into the young lady.
You know, you have those employees that you know they're not going to stay long because they're overqualified for what you do, and you know that they have very bright futures to do all kinds of other things. And that's how I felt about Bonnie. And she was with me for 2 years and then stayed home with her kids. And when she was ready to join back into the workforce, that was when we were getting started on this cardiac rehab program. And it was like, it was just a perfect fit because I had this person that I had already worked with that I knew loved to educate patients. Herself takes a lot of time with the patients, takes a lot of her own personal time to take care of her heart. She is a living example of, you know, we all have to be examples for patients of how to take care of ourselves, how to take care of our hearts. And for somebody to just be so excited to talk to people about that, that's the kind of person that when somebody's had a heart attack, they need that cheerleader. They need that person to get them out of bed, into the cardiac rehab center, and feel good when they finish. And having that positive energy is key.
You talked about heart attacks. What other heart problems do people have besides falling over dead from a heart attack?
Yeah, I actually like to think of it as in two categories. If you live in a house that has plumbing and electricity, and even though they have nothing to do with each other, they both are necessary to function for your house. And so you've got plumbing, that's your blood vessels, and they can get clogged up and you can have heart attacks. And then you've got your electricity. And the electricity part is where people have rhythm problems, where they need help getting correction of that rhythm, like atrial fibrillation and sometimes slow heart rate. So those are two major categories, rhythm problems, that is electrical, and plumbing problems, that is blockages, basically.
Is there a difference in rehab process based off of which ones you have trouble with, whether it's your plumbing area or whether it's your
rehab, cardiac rehab specifically is designed for people who have had stents, who've had bypass surgery, and who have heart failure. And so heart failure is where the pump is weak. And actually, the pump can be weak from plumbing problems or electrical problems or both. And so sometimes the heart muscle has suffered with a fast rhythm or with blockages, and it becomes weakened. And exercise is actually an amazing prescription for heart muscle recovery. You know, 30 years ago, people were told to get in bed and stay in bed for 6 weeks. And that's how people die.
Now they get them up and moving.
Now we tell people
24 hours
moving.
Afterwards.
That's right. We have realized that the process of healing a heart is so dependent on physical exercise, cardiovascular exercise. And part of what Bonnie does is to teach people what that is.
Gotcha.
Not everybody knows what that is.
Hey, let's talk specifically about Ennis Regional Medical Center. And I know that they've recently elected to do a new program. They've come out with cardiac rehabilitation. Tell me what's new about that whole process. Neither one of them look at me distinctly. You can both talk at the same time. Talk to me about what the program entails, I guess.
Well, the program entails, it's not just exercise and, you know, being physical, but it also, we like to incorporate education. So we like to teach people the importance of the exercise.
Something and tells me you're going to tell me I can't eat pizza every night.
That is another part. We like to inform people about a heart healthy nutrition. So we have classes on that. We also have classes on how to manage your stress, the medications that they're taking, just so that the people get a full understanding of everything that has to do with either the heart problem that they had or preventing another event. So that way they can enjoy their lives more after a cardiac event.
When is the grand opening for this new service? Is it already taking
place? February 13th. February 13th.
And if they want to get more information or if they need to know how to get involved in it, where do we go for that?
The website is ennisregional.com and the phone number is 469-256-256. 2340.
Awesome.
And just to give you a little idea on the process, generally for most patients is after they've had an event like a stent or bypass, they will be referred by the cardiologist or sometimes their primary care doctor or even the hospital staff will refer them to a cardiac rehab program. So we do usually get our referrals that way.
Awesome. What are some of the common risks for someone who might not know they are having heart disease?
I think the most important thing to know is what are the signs and symptoms that people should always prompt somebody to call 911, because time is muscle, and the quicker that you can get treated, the less damage you'll have to your heart. And so the most common symptom is still chest pressure or discomfort, heaviness with exertion, or a lot of emotional stress that prompts people to have chest pain. And shortness of breath is right up there, just as common. You don't have to have chest pain to be having a heart attack. A lot of times what people describe is just they cannot catch their breath. They feel short of breath. They feel like they can't take a deep breath. And if the symptoms are severe and they don't go away with rest, that's always a reason to call 911 and be taken to the closest facility.
We've got a minute to wrap up. I want both of you to tell me why I should go to Ennis Regional Medical Center to have my heart checked out.
It's community hospital where you get the kind of personal attention and that you want, especially if you live in a small town, you know what I'm talking about. It's that feeling that you're not in a giant maze. You're in a place that you feel like your neighbors and your friends are there.
Fantastic. Bonnie?
And for me, it's because I have that passion to help people get better. I have experienced it firsthand with my dad, seen him go through physical therapy cardiac rehab, and now he just had a transplant. And so to me, it's personal. And so I want to see everybody get to the point to where he is and enjoying their lives.
Thank you guys for coming in today. Ennis Regional Medical Center. Check them out. Give them a call at 469-256-2340. Cardiac Rehabilitation Month, February 13th, special grand opening. Check them out. You can find out that information at ennisregional.com. Hey, thanks for listening in. Ennis Regional Medical Center. Check them out. They're great folks. Back to the flea market. Thanks for listening. KBEC 1390.